You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In November, Idaho's Legislative Council, this is the group that oversees legislative matters between sessions, voted in favor of adopting a new respectful workplace policy. The policy was developed by a task force led by Idaho Senator Sheree Buckner-Webb and Representative Carolyn Nelson. And on Wednesday, Idaho legislators attended a mandatory ethics and respectful workplace seminar. Senator Sheree Buckner-Webb is joining me live in studio to talk more about this new policy. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much. Thanks for inviting me.
So first, tell me why the Legislative Council decided that there was a need for a policy change like this.
Well, you know how society changes over time. Mm-hmm. It's something that should have been in place long before. It sets the tone for a workplace where everyone can thrive. I mean, we want to set it up to win. And to spend all your time working and doing it well, having relationships, of course, but an environment that's free from anything to detract you from the work.
And what was interesting, we should say, is that this was put in place, as you said, because times change. It wasn't necessarily because all of a sudden there was an influx of complaints about sexual harassment and things like that, correct?
No, absolutely not. I will tell you, this started my ninth year in the legislature. I was in the House, and I brought forth respectful workplace as a concept to talk about when I was in the House of Representatives. Mm. So that was a number of years ago. I just think it's appropriate. Part of that comes from my experience in corporate life for 20 years. We know what some of the pitfalls are if we don't take be proactive, mm-hmm. take action to see that things are done correctly.
So within this seminar that happened on Wednesday, what were some of the things that you think that stood out that maybe may have been some aha moments? Because I think a lot of us think like, I mean, you know, really, we all know how to behave, but
we all do know how to behave, but sometimes we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
That joke that you think is so funny and is just really hilarious and your girlfriends and you really like it, our boyfriends may not like it so much. So when I say girlfriends, that's another pejorative term. We don't use terminology that's inappropriate in the workplace. One of the things that we really pride ourselves on in the legislature is civility. And more than civility, we want an environment where people can work and feel valued and not harassed or treaded upon.
What's interesting, too, is if you think about the contention that can happen within the legislature, because you have differing political views.
Just by nature of the way we're constructed.
Exactly. So this must kind of help to play into that idea of being able to have these conversations that might be contentious, but yet knowing how to still be respectful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you don't know what you don't know, it's a problem. And we're not saying to walk around looking for issues, but to be able to talk to each other. If you say something to me that isn't appropriate, I would like you to say to me, Sheree, do you realize that offended me? Mm. Or this is the impact it had on me. And in response, you would be hopeful that I would respond to that and say, I won't do that again, or help me understand a little further. And then we can have a work environment that's free from all these negative things that can show up.
And what else happened with this was that every 2 years now there has to be training?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're kind of modeling after lots of legislatures. They're doing the same thing. Lots of corporate environments. Universities are doing it. Mm-hmm. We're seeing in every place of human interaction that we must, it's unfortunate, be called upon to respect each other and treat each other with dignity and respect. That's no offensive jokes or slurs or epithets or name-calling or physical or sexual violence or a sexual assault. All of those things. We're putting those in check, saying don't bring it.
And that's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
I'm speaking with Idaho Senator Sheree Buckner-Webb. We're talking about workplace environment and what the legislature has put in place. You say, so you're going into your ninth year. How long had it been since lawmakers had gone through something like this?
We went through training like this last year, but we didn't have a policy per se. Mm. So what we've created is a policy now. And then the training was excellent yesterday. As I speak right now, other members of staff are going through. The legislators went through first. I mean, let's lead by example.
Right.
By going through that, and now staff's going through that, and interns and volunteers, all that.
That's so happening. It's everyone.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I thought was interesting that they touched on in this seminar is about conflict of interest. Now, why would that be discussed in
there was an ethics piece.
Okay.
It was about ethics, and that was kind of separate, but they do work together because you've got to be very ethical, and you have to use good sense, and you have to treat people with dignity and respect. So it was a great combination to put them together to talk about our personal interactions and our professional interactions and how they can be negatively impacted by behaviors that are inappropriate.
And also within the seminar was when we talk about—
And it was really just a workshop.
It was a workshop.
Yeah.
So, but you also talked about harassment and discrimination, and this was covered. But, you know, how important is it for lawmakers to get that refresher? Because I think that it's something where, as you said, you don't know what you don't know, and we all kind of just have habits, and it's not necessarily meant to be disrespectful.
Well, I think it's important not only for legislators. I think it's important for my checker at the grocery store, for the teacher in my children's school. I think it's for Joe Blow and Sally James on the street. It's really important that we get reminded, particularly because this is not the environment that I grew up in. I lived in Boise, Idaho. I was born and raised here, and there weren't enough people to cause you to maybe misstep. There weren't five black people on the street, you know what I mean? So you didn't worry about saying something about black folks. I'm just being realistic.
No, totally.
The composition and the population has changed, and some of that plays into that. So this is all protected, that are in a protected status or covered by this policy. Race, color, religion, sexual orientation, national origin, sex, disabilities, all of those protected classes. And even those that aren't under this, you know, there are things that are protected on a federal level. We are making sure that we're setting the stage for an environment that's conducive to doing great work.
And setting an example as lawmakers.
Yeah, boy.
That's a big deal.
Important.
And on a completely different note, I do have to bring up your beautiful rendition of you singing this last week to start off the legislative session.
Thank you. Thank you. I got to tell you, just can't go wrong with America the Beautiful. You sound good.
No. You sound good. Trust me, everyone would leave if I tried to do that. Is this something you do every year?
No, actually, I was really fortunate and honored to be asked by the governor-elect at that time if I would do it right after the election. And I said, absolutely, I was honored to do that.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks.
My guest, Idaho Senator Sheree Buckner-Webb.